Blog Talk Radio.
And I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB, brought to you by Let's Settle It. Today's draw is second place, just 29 days away from Major League Baseball's non-waiver trading deadline. That means the time is near for teams to decide if they're in or they're out of this year's pennant race. Should your favorite team make a deal in pursuit of a playoff berth, or should it concede the season and trade the veterans who don't project to be part of its next winter roster? Today, I offer my take on which American League teams should be buyers and sellers, as well as exactly what they should be buying or selling. Tomorrow, Will and Benson will address the fans. Remember, you too can be part of the show if you call in at 556-666-9990 or search them at www.letstalkradio.com/insidemlb. And check out our sponsor website at www.letstalkradio.com. And now we're going to start a new segment of the show. It's called the MLB Rumor Roundup. So basically, rumors from today, we're going to round those up before we get into our main topic. There may be an abbreviated schedule of Major League action on the 2th of Thursday, but the rumor mill continues to operate at full steam this July 2nd. Now, just let's look at a few of the more interesting stories kicking around today. Chris Dale. The Chicago White Sox are considering pushing the futures next starts Monday as they begin to worry a little bit about the potential toll. All these games where he has thrown between 100 and 120 pitches may take on his arm later in the season. Miguel Sano. The Minnesota Twins are expected to promote the power hitting prospect from AA in time to play in the four-game series against the Kansas City Royals. That starts tonight. Hero plays Kenny Vargas on the roster. Hunter Pence. The outfielder is not expected to be back with the San Francisco Giants prior to the All-Star break, as the team will take their time with his recovery and send him down to the minors for a few rehab games, rather than returning him to action immediately. Patrick Corbin. The Arizona Diamondbacks are considering using Corbin on Saturday, thus bypassing his final rehab start, allowing the pitcher to get back on a Major League mound in the team's upcoming series against the Colorado Rockies. Corbin underwent Tommy John surgery last March, so a bunch of great rumors going off in the majors today. And, I mean, we're just excited to do the show today as usual. And now a word from our sponsors. Have you ever asked, where do you want to go to eat? Only to get the response, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Finding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Settle. Enter a few search parameters and press go. Let's Settle will pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the choice dining establishment. Download Let's Settle for free on Android and Google Store. And learn more at www.letsettleonapp.com. Make Let's Settle part of your life today. All right, so let's get into our first, in our basically our main topic today, buyers and sellers. And obviously, shopping. 29 days until the trade deadline. And, I mean, it's not time to buyers, who's on the fence, and who's the seller. So, well, I mean, who are your buyers in the American League right now?
I think my buyers in the American League have to be the Houston Astros. I mean, I think this team really needs a couple of big spots. I mean, this team is a very good team, but they are definitely missing some holes in their lineup and their pitching staff. I think with a couple big buys, I think this team can be a true American League contender.
I mean, my main buy right now is the Kansas City Royals. Right now, they're first place in the AL Central, but they need the second baseman. And at 44-30 and 4.5 games up in the AL Central, the Royals have both the AL's best record and its largest division lead. But they could use some reinforcements. Nowhere is that more true than a second base. But potential AL All-Star starter Omar Fonte has just hit .234, .240, .315 this season, with 3 walks and no home runs and 254 plate appearances. And Sanjay's 52 OPS plus is the worst mark by a qualified hitter on a team, currently sporting a winning record this season. And Omar Fonte does not make any sense to me why he's going to be a starter on July 14th. This does not make any sense. I mean, I just showed you that he's batting .234 and .240 on base percentage and a .315 OPS. This guy is not All-Star anymore. He should not be voted. He's banned. They should last day. Get Omar Fonte out of that starting role. He does not deserve it at all.
Yeah, definitely. He's not even... He's struggling. I mean, he's not even doing well. Has he even hit a single home run? I mean, this guy...
No home run.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything for this team. It's just the fans over there in Kansas City are voting him in, and he may just be lucky enough to make it there as the starting second baseman for the American League. Yeah, as you see here, he is he's batting .230 with only 23 RBIs. I mean, he's not driving in runs. He's really is not doing anything. Don't know why he is being voted so much.
All right, well, who's your second buyer in American League?
My second buyer, I was going to agree with you on this one, the Kansas City Royals. Talk about Omar Infante. He really isn't helping out this team at all. They're going to need a second baseman if they're going to want to stay consistent and contend.
And I'm going to go right back to where the Houston Astros, they're first place in the ALS, but they need a starting pitcher. For a team which little was expected coming into the season, the Astros have emerged as not only one of the best teams in baseball, but also as a division leader with surprisingly four holes. The emergence of prospects Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers have a lot to do with that, filling holes that existed on the team earlier in the year at shortstop and in the rotation, respectively. Despite McCullers' fine work, Houston could use another starter. Though with Scott Feldman due to return from knee surgery at some point this month, and Dallas Keuchel have emerged from league-wide eighth, they needn't go over the top to do one. A mid-range back-end starter who can spot in the fifth spot and eat the innings that young arms such as McCullers and Vincent Velasquez may have to yield later in the season should do the trick. And, I mean, Astros fans have to be a carry now. They're getting Scott Feldman back behind Dallas Keuchel. He's going to be in that routine. So they have a solid rotation. They just need a mid to back-end guy who can help these young guys who are not experienced going 180 innings plus a year.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, where's my response? Have you ever asked, where do you want to go to eat? Only to give a response, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Go. Enter a few search parameters and presto. Let's Go will pick the restaurants. You'll be notified just before arriving at the chosen dining establishment. Download Let's Go for free on Android and Google Store. And learn more at www.letsgo.app.com. Make Let's Go part of your life today. All right, well, who's your third buyer in the American League?
I think my third buyer here has to be the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, the Toronto Blue Jays, as we know, is definitely one of the best or in most has the most dynamic offense in the whole Major League Baseball. But their pitching numbers are some of the worst among the league. They just really need, if they're going to want to continue to contend, if they're four games over 500 in a very good American League East division, if they're going to even want to come close to a division title, they're going to need some pitching to back up their offense as they let up a whole bunch of runs in pretty much all the games.
And my third buyer is generally the Baltimore Orioles. So now they're tied for the first place in the AL East alongside the Tampa Bay Rays, but they need a starting pitcher. Wrapped up in a 14 dog fight in the AL East, the Orioles, Rays, Yankees, and Blue Jays all within one game of first place entering and play on Wednesday. Baltimore needs to make a bigger impact at the deadline than the Astros, currently sporting the sixth worst rotation in the league. The O's need to add an 8, particularly with their ostensible number one, Chris Tillman. Suffering through a lousy season plagued by backbone, Kevin Gausman will get another chance to crack the rotation against the Rangers on Thursday. But if Baltimore wants to break away from the pack, it needs to have a pitcher who's already an established front and arm. And right here, I mean, we all know they have Storm, but he's not been good. Gausman's coming back. He could be their eighth. But, I mean, those guys, if you think Kevin Gausman, he's not been an eighth. Chris Tillman, you might think a mid guy. But they need a Cole Hamels, a Johnny Cueto, some of those, like, those are obviously the two big things. Cole Hamels, Johnny Cueto, where are they going to go? And I think Baltimore's the perfect place for them. And if they can get them, I mean, they'll definitely run away from the pack, I think, and win the American League, as they always find ways to do so in, baseball over the past couple years.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, where from our sponsor? Have you ever asked, where do you want to go to eat? Only to get a response, I don't know, where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Go. Enter a few search parameters and presto, Let's Go will pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the chosen dining establishment. Download Let's Settle It for free on Android and Google Store. And learn more at www.letsettleitapp.com. Make Let's Settle It part of your life today. Now, well, this is your fourth buyer in the American League.
My fourth buyer is definitely also the Baltimore Orioles. As I think, definitely Johnny Cueto and Cole Hamels would both be a great fit in that starting rotation.
All right, so my word by here is the Tampa Bay Rays. As I said, they're tied for first place in the AL East, but they need a catcher. The Rays need offense, and the best way for them to get it is to upgrade a catcher. For Renato Rims proved that his age 30 spike in production was a complete fluke. Tampa Bay's catchers as a group spent 168, 213, 262 this season, which worked out to a 40 SOPS plus. In other words, the production has been just 40% of league average for the position. Do have some in-house options in rookie Kirk Folley and veteran John J. Stowe. The latter has been in silence since jamming his wrist on the opening day, but just started a rehab with him in a weekend. Still, even a minor trade for a veteran like the Floyd Dawson's Giovanni Soto for the Braves of A.J. Persinski would represent a significant upgrade, and it wouldn't hurt to ask the rest about impending free agent Brian Pena. So, I mean, you know they have Casale and John Jason as well mentioned in our all-star discussion on Monday. But, I mean, well, who would you go after if you were Braves now? Giovanni Soto, A.J. Persinski, or Brian Pena?
I really like a couple of these guys, but first of all, I would probably go with A.J. Persinski. I mean, his offensive numbers aren't where they nearly are, but he's a veteran in the league, and I think catcher is definitely the hardest position to be traded from because you're going to have to learn the pitchers very quick, and I feel like he's a good enough catcher that he can learn a pitching staff out quicker than Giovanni Soto or Brian Pena.
I mean, I'm thinking I'm a general manager for sure. Brian Pena would make more sense because he wouldn't have to give as much up for him because he is kind of bridge. But, I mean, if you want to go after the playoffs this year and win the division, A.J. Christensen gets the guy. He has the offensive numbers. He's a great catcher. He runs that quickly, and he's a veteran. So that helps every way. A bigger way from Rene Rivera, and even though Curtis is always coming back and John Jay, so this guy is a significant improvement. And now a word from our sponsors. Have you ever asked, where do you want to go to eat? Only to get a response, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Go. Enter a few search parameters, and presto, that's the little big restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the Chosen Dining Establishment. Download Let's Settle for free on Android and Google Store, and learn more at www.letsettleonapp.com. Make Let's Settle a part of your life today. Now, Will, who is your, I believe we're down to our fourth? No, that's our fifth buyer.
So my fifth buyer is the Seattle Mariners. I mean, the Seattle Mariners coming into the season, they look like a team that was destined for the playoffs. I mean, they have a pretty good offense, and they have definitely one of the best pitching staffs in all of the league. But I think it's where they're really slumping is the shortstop position with Brad Miller batting it down. He's only batting a mere .238 with only 22 RBIs. I think the Mariners can do a little better at this position if they want to get back into the playoff hunt. As of now, they are 36-42, which is definitely not going to cut it.
And real quick, I want to give you a question. Please vote for me. You just boosted his all-star game credentials with him 2 RBIs and an 8-4 win over the Tigers. Please vote for him. He's not starting right now, but he is all-star game worthy. Anthony McCutcheon is the key to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Please vote for him. You can get up to 35 votes before 11:59 tonight. All Pirates fans or whatever, any MLB fans who are listening right now, vote for Anthony McCutcheon before 11:59 tonight. Will and I are sure to, and we'll be spreading the word all night. 11:59 p.m. is the deadline. Get Andrew McCutcheon to be starting in the All-Star game.
All right, Benson, who is your number fifth? Who's your fifth team buyer?
I'm New York Yankees here. They're third place in the AL East, but they're half came out in both the division and wild card races, but they need starting pitching. Given that the Yankees just bumped team ERA plus leader Adam Warren to the bullpen to make room for Ivan Nova's return from Tommy Darn surgery, they may not be fully aware of how much they need help in the rotation. But they do. Jason DeBasquez, still in the rotation, has played 79 ERA plus since the start of 2013, is cooked. And Nova and Mazzier Tanaka, 6 home runs and 13 runs allowed in 10 innings over his last 2 starts, are bad bets to remain healthy. That leaves the talented young arms of Michael Pineda and Nathan Eovaldi, both of whom have been pitching in bad luck and the repurposed warmth. As it stands, New York is the second worst rotation ERA in the AL. It should get Jacoby Ellsbury and Andrew Miller back in the shore of center field of the bullpen, respectively. But there's no in-house help coming to the rotation. And Pineda and Eovaldi, I mean, they're great players, but they're not aces. As I said, Paul Hamill, Johnny Cueto, perfect fit here. I mean, they'll probably be willing to send cash in that deal, too. So, I mean, we see the Orioles and the Yankees. Who's going to get him? And whoever gets, I think Johnny Cueto and Cole Hamill, one of them is going to the American League. Whoever gets Johnny Cueto or Cole Hamill is going to win that division.
Yeah, definitely. I really agree with that.
All right, and now before we go to break, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor. Have you ever asked, where do you want to eat? Only to get a response, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Go. Enter a few search parameters and presto, Let's Go will pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the chosen dining establishment. Download Let's Go for free on Android and do this way. And learn more at www.letsgo.com. Make Let's Go a part of your life today. And now we're going to do a break, but when we get back, we give our rest of our buyers, our on the fence guys, and our sellers, who we think should go where. And I mean, it's going to be exciting. You do not want to miss it. So please, stay tuned in.
Yankees, and I just really think they have a very weak staff with Michael Pineda not doing what his potential is. Also, CC Sabathia is still having another rough year, so I think they really need some starting pitching.
I'm going to have Los Angeles Angels. Their second place in the AL was only four games out. They're half the amount of the wild first one, but they need a big bat. The general awesomeness of Mike Trout and the recent rejuvenation of Albert Pujols have masked the fact that the Angels have the third worst slugging and on-base percentages in the league, catching only the Mariners and the White Sox in those categories. While no other hitter on the 25-man roster has an OPS plus above 100, the team's biggest holes are designated hitter, left field, the position vacated by the Josh Hamilton fiasco, and catcher, for the first time this gives Los Angeles the flexibility to put virtually any player into the lineup. The challenge facing the Angels as the deadline approaches, however, is that they have very little offer in exchange for the bat they need, given their largely barren farm system. That's why Los Angeles felt the need to use Howie Kendrick as their trade chip this offseason, and doing him to the Dodgers with their transaction that, along with the Hamilton mess, helped create the lineup issue the team now needs to correct. Coming up with a solution to that problem would be a challenge for any front office, and given the current chaotic state of the Angels' management, it seems beyond their capability. And they need to make that. Whoa, I mean, what team do you think is going to assist them to get that thing back so they can help? I mean, do you think it's a possibility that it could maybe get like a Troy Tulowitzki who is obviously struggling with hockey?
Wait, say that again?
Do you think they could get a Troy Tulowitzki?
Troy Tulowitzki?
Yes.
I mean, I think they definitely can. I would think Troy Tulowitzki is for the ones to do whatever he can to get out of Colorado, and I think that would take this Angel team to the next level, as I think the Angels have a whole bunch of potential. It's just, are they willing to put it out there on the field every single night? I know that their front office and the manager or who the GM just left, I mean, there is a whole bunch of bitterness between the organization. But I think, I mean, they're going to get back to baseball eventually, and I think Troy Tulowitzki will help them make it to the playoffs.
I think even though they do get Troy Tulowitzki, it's going to be extremely hard. Right now, I don't want to count the Angels out, but I'm sort of in that way because even if they do make the playoffs, I don't think they're going to make a deep run. But now it's time for a word from our sponsor. Have you ever asked where do you want to go to eat only to get a response? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? Deciding where to eat is Uber. Welcome to Let's Settle and our few search parameters and Presto. Let's Settle will pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the chosen dining establishment. Download Let's Settle for free on Android and Google Store and learn more at www.letsettleapp.com. Make Let's Settle part of your life today. All right, well, who's your next buyer?
My next buyer is the Minnesota Twins. And just looking at their depth chart, Brian Broxton, hold on, he's an outfielder, right?
Yes.
Yeah, with the injury of him, this Minnesota Twins outfield is very skimpy. I mean, Torrey Hunter, who is surprisingly having one of the best years that, I mean, he possibly could have, this, other than Jordan Schaefer and Eddie Rosario, that is a very weak left and center field. I think they're going to need to get a big bat out of their big bat outfielder come the trade deadline.
All right, we're going to do a 7-man search for just before that. We're going to have a word from our sponsors. Have you ever asked where you want to go to eat? Only to get a response, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Settle. Enter a few search parameters and presto. Let's Settle will pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the chosen dining establishment. Download Let's Settle it for free on Android and Google Store. And then more at www.letsettleapp.com. Make Let's Settle part of your life today. All right, right after the 7-minute search, we're going to go through our buyers on the and sellers. Please stay tuned in. You do not want to miss. back on in time. MLB. Now we're going to go through our speed run. So we have buying, we have selling, and we have on the fence. All right, well, who's your next? Oh, it's my turn to do my as the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Detroit Tigers, the Texas Rangers. And those are my three more buyers. Who do you have buying left?
Well, next I have the Boston Red Sox. I think they just really need some pitching. And then I'm also going to have the Cleveland Indians and also the Texas Rangers.
All right, so my guys on the fence are the Minnesota Twins, the Cleveland Indians, the Oakland Athletics. Yeah, and those are my three guys on the fence. Who do you have on the fence right now?
I have the Oakland Athletics, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the White Sox.
My sellers are the Boston Red Sox, Seattle Mariners, Chicago White Sox, and those are my three sellers. Who do you have?
I have the Boston Red Sox, the White Sox, and the Athletics.
All right, it's time for this afternoon.
Well, I'm going to take away the all the teams' needs. I think a lot of these teams, with just one or maybe even two additions, it can lift a lot of these teams to being better contenders for the World Series even.
Now a word from our sponsors. Have you ever asked, where do you want to go to eat? Wanted to get a response? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Settle. And our few search parameters come first, so Let's Settle will pick the restaurants. You'll be notified just before arriving at the Church and Dining Castle. Download Let's Settle for free on Android and Google Store. And learn more at www.letsettleitapp.com. Make Let's Settle a part of your life today. All right, so if I say something, is that, I mean, there are a lot of buyers only. I have three sellers. Somehow, these buyers need to work out with their three teams and see where things are going to shake up. It's interesting. And, I mean, only three teams are really, I think, are going to get what they need. Those three teams are going to really be power boosted to division and hopefully for them a deep playoff run. I'd like to thank Jason Stentz and Morgan Oak, reference to playing an introduction of Inside MLB on MLB.com. This is the stats you saw the change tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.healthallshealthradio.com. Watch Inside MLB in the news edition. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ben Spector, and my partner is Will Macron. You can email to InsideMLB123@gmail.com with questions or insights. Have a fantastic day, and now before we go, a word from our sponsor. Have you ever asked where do you want to go eat?
What?
Only to get this response? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Settle. In our few search comments on Presto, Let's Settle will pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before round of the tourist and dining establishment. Download Let's Settle for free on Android and Google Store. Learn more at www.letsettleitapp.com. Make Let's Settle part of your life today.
Also, fans, I would like to give a special shout out to another radio show called Sports Chat with Will. Go and listen to some of their shows. They're very great. Benson?
Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. Have you ever asked where do you want to go to eat? Only to get a response, I don't know. Where do you want to go? The time where to eat is over. Welcome, Let's Settle. And our few search parameters and Presto, Let's Settle will book the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the Chosen Dining Establishment. Send on Let's Settle for free on Andrew's Google Store. Learn more at www.letsettleitapp.com. Make Let's Settle part of your life.